This is Nine on the Town. He's the mastermind filmmaker who made Clerks famous. Now he's busy peddling comic books with a passion. We'll check out Kevin Smith's new line of work.
I had to become a filmmaker in order to write comics. And for most people, I think it's a reverse dream.
Weddings can be expensive and problematic propositions. Find out different ways to create the wedding of your dreams without busting the bank.
The trend these days is not to have to spend a lot of money on a wedding. Save your money for either buying your first home or having a phenomenal honeymoon that you're going to remember forever.
Then, your California lottery dollars at work, supporting more heroes in education.
Even at recess time, everyone is looking forward to coming in this classroom because it has so many things in it.
Hi, I'm Hunter Ellis.
And I'm Lisa Joyner, and this is Nine on the Town.
Tonight we're at the Toluca Lake Flower Shop, a family operation on the corner of Riverside and Cahuenga. They've been helping people with those special occasions for over 50 years.
You know what? We spend billions of dollars each year on flowers, and weddings make up a primary chunk of that. We're going to get to that a little bit later.
But first, a local story about director Kevin Smith. Now, he's best known for his humorous slacker comedies featuring the hilarious
Jay and Silent Bob.
That's correct. But recently, he's taken on a new title here in Los Angeles, that of retailer.
Beanie Mark.
Kevin Smith has made a name for himself with his quirky, character-driven films like Clerks, Chasing Amy, Jersey Girl, and Dogma starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Quit leering at me. People are going to think I just broke up with you.
As a writer, director, actor, and producer, you'd think Kevin wouldn't have time for much else. But his passion for films, being equally matched by his passion for the world of comics, has led to the opening of his second retail comic store, Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, right here in Westwood.
Basically, since I was such a huge comic book geek and it followed through in my work, it only made sense that one day I was going to open a comic book store. And I just love retail. I came from retail world. Clerks, you know, that was my life. I used to work at convenience stores.
After opening a stash in his hometown of Red Bank, New Jersey, Kevin's relocation to L.A. prompted him to start a second store here.
I've been out in Los Angeles now for about 2 years, and I kind of miss being able to go to my store all the time, pick up my books and whatnot. So I was like, you know what, maybe it's time to open one out here.
Secret Stash has everything a fanboy or girl could want.
We got tons of comic books. If you like comic books, we got comic books. We got toys up the wazoo of everything you can imagine, from Kill Bill to Halloween. Tons of toys, action figures based on all your favorite superheroes. We got posters from our movies all signed. We got probably the best selection of t-shirts on the planet. Just a whole wall of drawers that pull out, stuffed with t-shirts.
And his involvement in comics isn't just on the retail end. Kevin has developed comics based on his own films and has recently been giving voice to well-known characters for DC and Marvel Comics.
First foray into comic book writing was for a 12-page or 11-page short story called Jay and Silent Bob and Walt Flanagan's Dog, about Jay and Silent Bob meeting this dude's dog. Then I did a one-shot of Clerks comic book. People seemed to like him. And after that, I think the next gig I had was doing Daredevil for Marvel Comics with a friend of mine, Joe Quesada, who then went on to be the editor-in-chief at Marvel, which was pretty sweet. Followed that up with a run on DC's Green Arrow, which was pretty successful.
It's a lifelong dream that Kevin has since realized.
I had to become a filmmaker in order to write comics. And for most people, I think it's a reverse dream, where they'll like start writing comics and we'll work their way up to cinema. But for me, I had to go backwards to kind of get into the field that I love the most.
At the store, fans of Kevin's movies are treated to costumes and props from many of his films, as well as a slew of autographed toys and DVDs from his very own franchise.
Okay, so over here we got the Daredevil outfit that Ben Affleck wore in Daredevil, which is not a film that I made, but I had a brief cameo in. And some say it's cursed, like Affleck's career, but we still keep it in the store. Here we have like a armored chest plate that Ben wore in Dogma. Over there we got the outfit that Mark Hamill wore in this movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Here we got Liv Tyler's bra from Jersey Girl, which probably is about the most memorable thing in the movie. We have these giant wings that Affleck wore in Dogma that some people think they can come here and stand in front of and take pictures, but there's a sign that says get off the wings. So we take all the fun out of that as well.
And let's not kid ourselves. These customers don't come here to have fun. They come to get their comic fix.
I came to pick up some of my favorite comics today. The Teen Titans and the Green Lantern Rebirth and Astonishing X-Men. I like the store a lot. They have a really interesting eclectic mix of stuff, and the people that work here are really friendly and they go out of their way to make you feel welcome.
You don't have to be a mall rat, a clerk, or even a fan of Kevin Smith's films to appreciate the merchandise at the store.
The idea was more just to kind of introduce like the people who like my stuff to the stuff I like. So it's like if they're coming in to, you know, pick up a Jane Zombop something or other or a clerk something or other, it's like, here, man, check out these comics as well. Got nothing to do with me, but like they're good stuff.
I'm a big fan of Kevin's movies, and then also to be able to pick up my comics, it kind of gives the place a more unique feel.
So come check out the stash at Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Westwood. And who knows, maybe you'll find Kevin in there with his nose in a comic book.